Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, my nose is running. Woo, man. So, I don't know if you heard, but some of the evacuees from Afghanistan, their flights are being halted, and they're not allowed to come to the United States because we've had some outbreaks. And the CDC needs some time, and public health officials need some time to vaccinate and screen. So many, I guess, flights of evacuees coming to the United States have been, quote-unquote, halted by the CDC and by government officials. We are, from what the CDC is saying, we are going to be taking on about 124,000 that we know of, 124,000 evacuees. 6,000 of them are U.S. citizens, but the other 118,000 are nationals of Afghanistan that are coming to the United States. And remember, we kind of spoke about how many people in Afghanistan don't have the same sort of health care that we do, don't have the same sort of robust vaccination program, so that they may be bringing in diseases like hepatitis A, multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis, mumps, measles. So there's been about 16 cases of measles being reported to the CDC. And mind you, those are just cases that have been reported. And some of them have been in Wisconsin, Virginia, as evacuees have been relocated around the United States. I live in Nevada. We're being told we're going to get about 150 evacuees. I'm not really sure how the numbers are panning out, because 124,000, you would think the states would either divide it equally, or I'm not sure how that's working out. But the CDC has now alerted all of us clinicians to be on the lookout for a lot of these communicable diseases, because not only may we get an Afghanistan evacuee as a patient, but those diseases could spread to the general population, and so we now need to be on alert for leishmaniasis, for tuberculosis. And it's really interesting, because a lot of doctors have never seen leishmaniasis or malaria. That's not something we see in America. I think I might have seen one case of leishmaniasis during my dermatology rotation. I think I would be able to identify it because I've studied up on it. It's a parasite infection that kind of looks like a crater. It causes a lot of cutaneous and other manifestations. And so if I saw it, I would probably treat it and biopsy it. And even though I really do telemedicine now, I would probably refer them to a specialist. But this is what the CDC has said. They said evacuation flights from safe havens and other countries to the United States have been temporarily halted at CDC's request to facilitate MMR administration and post-vaccine quarantine efforts. During this halt, CDC has requested that all unvaccinated individuals awaiting evacuation be vaccinated for measles and quarantined for 21 days before leaving for the United States. Measles, as we spoke about, is a viral infection that could cause that rash, these little kind of pinpoint dots that you can get throughout the body. We don't really see a lot of measles in the United States because we've been vaccinated for it, except we did have some outbreaks, remember, around Disneyland years ago, because international tourists had come in. Maybe they had a strain that was new to us. Maybe some people were vaccinated but under-vaccinated where they didn't mount the immune response. And so we had Americans become infected with measles, many of whom were vaccinated. So health officials are kind of warning us doctors to be on the lookout. They say the CDC expects the possibility of additional measles infections and spread among evacuees based on ongoing transmission and low vaccine coverage. Afghanistan and living in Afghanistan, living in close quarters during the process of evacuating people to the U.S., and then public health officials should continue to look out for people with communicable disease symptoms. So, the CDC has been aware that there have been cases among the evacuees of varicella. Varicella is chickenpox, and it also causes shingles because the chickenpox virus stays within us and then comes out. So I'm not expecting a rare strain of that. We should be vaccinated or immune from our natural immunity. That's something they're warning us about. Mumps, we spoke about the mumps, another viral illness that we're vaccinated for with our MMR that causes big swelling and lymph node swelling. We'll talk about that later. Tuberculosis, malaria, leishmaniasis, hepatitis A, COVID. There's also a lot of other infectious diseases that, sadly, Afghan evacuees could have. But these are things that we're being alerted on. As I told you, there was a study back in 2015 published at Epidemiological Health that showed that the Afghan immigrant population that came to Iran, 29% of the refugees had infectious disease like tuberculosis, multiple drug tuberculosis, malaria, cholera, Crimean, Congo hemorrhagic fever, leishmaniasis, hepatitis B. And then the Borgen Project found that many Afghan people also have meningitis, polio, rabies, typhoid, in addition to those. So my concern is many medical providers, and I'm seeing this, there's a lot of doctors, nurse practitioners, PAs, doesn't matter what the training, I'm seeing a lot of medical providers miss things. And I've been doing primarily telemedicine. So a patient will call up saying, yeah, I think I'm getting worse. This bite's getting infected. And I take a look and go, bite, you have shingles. What? And I noticed the doctor before gave antibiotics for a shingles. And now the shingles is spreading on the face, possibly going to the eye. How is this stuff getting misdiagnosed? And so if a medical provider hasn't seen malaria, we don't really get a lot of malaria cases here in the U.S. If the average doctor hasn't seen polio, because we've had a vaccine rollout, and now we have 124,000 people from another country resettling, I really worry that a lot of health professionals aren't aware of these things. So if you are in the health sector, you know, I would really suggest kind of reading up on a lot of these other illnesses that we see in other areas, because we're definitely getting people in, not only from Afghanistan, but from Haiti and Mexico and Ecuador and, you know, South America. And we should, you know, be prepared. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So as we just talked about, the CDC is ensuring that evacuees are getting vaccinated for measles, for mumps, whatever vaccinations they need, and they are getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Why? Well, because the COVID-19 vaccine is still one of our best tools to help stave off the pandemic. Now, joining us next is going to be Dr. Matthew Melichowski, who is System Director of Population Health and Ambulatory Care at Ochsner Health Pharmacy in New Orleans, to talk to us about what's been going on in Louisiana in terms of the COVID pandemic. topic. Dr. Milikowski, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Wow. So, you know, while we're seeing, you know, some of the Delta wave start to subside in some areas, other hospitals are seeing increase in census. Talk to us about what you're seeing in your area.
So we're seeing very similar responses. In Louisiana, we were, you know, once again, the front of the wave here. We saw a surge following this Delta variant that really affected Louisiana first. We're seeing that as that, you know, surge is starting to reside, we're seeing it pick up in other parts of the country due to the transmission of this Delta variant. But we're seeing very similar responses around here. It seems that we've crested and, you know, it's starting to come down. But as we recover from Hurricane Ida, we're waiting and not removing any of our safety measures until we can get a better view of the landscape on how our communities are being affected.
It's so true. And I was going to ask, how is New Orleans doing? Are they still having flooding and damage that they're trying to recover from the hurricane?
So, you know, it's one day at a time. Every day is an improvement on the last. The recovery is probably going to take a while because of the amount of infrastructure that is being fixed. But some of the first pieces that were put back in place is obviously our healthcare and health systems. And as part of that, there was a big push to ensure that we did not lose momentum in the vaccination effort. Obviously, with this Delta variant, it is very concerning. It is easily transmissible. And the vaccine is still one of the most effective ways to ensure that you don't have a severe negative outcome if you do get infected. Mm-hmm. And so making sure that that vaccine following recovery was available to the people that needed it and following the social interactions of people as part of the recovery, making sure that it was available to the workers, you know, all of the heroes that came into the state to help us recover. You know, we want to make sure anybody that needs the vaccine, that it is still available to them as well.
Absolutely. You know, you brought up a good point, how Louisiana was one of the first states to have the Delta variant. Do you believe that was because of the vaccine percentages of those vaccinated versus unvaccinated, or are there other reasons behind that?
Dr. Dahlia, it's hard to say, you know, why that was, whether it was due to, you know, our position as a port or what have you. Unfortunately, I don't really feel like I'm qualified to speak on why that occurred. We were also one of the first hot zones for the initial infection. So hard to say exactly where that came from. I was very proud of the state that we mobilized as quickly as we did. We have learned through the course of this pandemic how to flex a little bit. Obviously, resources were scarce before Hurricane Ida, but really the resiliency of the state and our healthcare system it continues to impress me to take care of our community and our citizens.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a big fan of the Saints. I'm a big fan of your Superdome. Did they figure out what started the fire?
I don't think I'm qualified for that one, although all over Facebook there's, you know, pictures of that and different what it could have meant. I don't know for certain. I'd have to go online.
No one knows.
I've been a little busy
right
these last couple of
yeah
years. I haven't researched that one myself yet. It's still up in the air.
Yeah, it's still up in the air. Yeah, and I bring it up because the Superdome was used during Hurricane Katrina, and it also is used for, you know, it can be used in terms of, you know, outbreaks and in terms of, you know, social distancing. And so it's amazing how in New Orleans they have this, you know, whether it's sports, whether it's businesses, whether it's commerce, everybody is in it together from a health standpoint. And so when I look at a football stadium, Stadium, I just don't see football. I also see, like, in my neck of the woods, we have Allegiant Stadium. That's where we vaccinated people. We allowed people to have that social distancing, and we used that facility, as gorgeous facility, you know, to be able to use it for health, public health. I think it's a fantastic blend of the two.
Agreed. And I know today they are also doing a career fair there. Really, it is a community bastion that is multi-purpose. And I know it's not native to Louisiana, but I'm always impressed by the community's ability to pull together, especially in times of stress, to come up with solutions to benefit everyone. And really, it makes me proud every day.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Dr. Matthew Melikowski, PharmD, MHA, BCPS, System Director of Population Health and Ambulatory Care, Ochsner Health Pharmacy in New Orleans. I'm licensed in Alabama and Mississippi and multiple states, and I noticed that the vaccine hesitancy and the reasons for vaccine hesitancy do differ. You know, whereas some people are blaming Bill Gates, I'm noticing, especially in the South, it's not Bill Gates why there's vaccine hesitancy. What are you noticing that's driving some of the vaccine hesitancy in Louisiana?
So I find it's always multifactorial. Very rarely does anyone have just one thing that they'll point at. One would be the younger population, so people who either don't think they'll get really sick, in quotation marks, if they get COVID-19, or people that don't think that this necessarily applies to them. And I think we've seen that through hospitalizations with this surge. It's affecting younger and younger patient populations, the 40-year-olds, the 30-year-olds, the 20-year-olds, and generally populations that were hesitant or resistant to being vaccination. And our more elderly populations that embraced the vaccine, where we had rates in the 80s and 90s, those patient populations that were affected at the leading edge of the pandemic, they're less affected in this surge. There is some concern about waning immunities, but the hospitalizations associated with this current surge are more of those vaccine-hesitant populations that don't necessarily feel like they might have a negative outcome. You do have some misinformation that is still being circulated about, what are the additives. All of the COVID-19 vaccines available in the U.S. Are preservative-free, and they've all gone through very rigorous safety and efficacy trials, as well as when you get vaccinated at this point, you are joining millions of your community members and colleagues that have already been vaccinated. This is one of the most well-studied vaccines in history at this point, and has been under a microscope now for a very long time. So some people will reference some misinformation about, why they are concerned with the vaccine. Others just think it won't apply to them and that there's less of that urgency. But at the end of the day, once again, it's the most effective way to make sure that you don't have a severe outcome in the event you do get COVID. There are some side effects associated with the vaccine, but they're exponentially less severe than actual infection.
So true. So how can people sign up and get vaccinated?
In the state of Louisiana, I would reference the Louisiana Department of Health website. They post community and brick-and-mortar facilities that are providing vaccination. At Ochsner Health, we are offering it at all of our facilities across the state and Gulf Shore. It is available at many pharmacies in the state of Louisiana as well as community sites. We have a mobile health unit that we have deployed to the bayou to help down there where there is where they suffered more for the physical infrastructure, and all of these sites are scheduled online.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, fantastic. Dr. Melikowski, thank you for all you do. Hang in there. Hope you guys fix the Superdome roof, and can't wait to talk to you again.
Thank you very much. Good luck.
Good luck. Thank you. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI on Tuesday afternoon confirmed the remains investigators discovered on Sunday in the Teton Bridger National Forest in Wyoming is missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito, and that she died of homicide. Still being called a person of interest, the search for childhood sweetheart Brian Laundrie continues in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis is lending state resources to help in the search. Two whistleblowers in the Biden administration is reporting thousands of Haitian migrants camped in a small Texas border town have been released into the United States. This exposes the Biden administration's public statements that thousands in the camp faced immediate expulsion. The House of Representatives voted Tuesday night to pass a resolution to fund the government through December 3rd and raise the $28 trillion debt ceiling. Nearly every Republican in the Senate has expressed opposition to tying the debt ceiling into the bill that funds the government. The federal government faces a looming shutdown on October 1st. USA Radio News. President Biden speaks at the United Nations Tuesday morning. Dan Araki has more.
President Biden gave his first speech before the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday. He spoke about the end of the war in Afghanistan, saying that the U.S. was embarking on an era of relentless diplomacy. He also made several references to China during the speech, saying that the U.S. isn't seeking a new Cold War, but would stand up for her allies and against attempts at regional domination. But Senator Steve Daines says the reality of the president's policies are very different from his speech. The South Dakota Republican tells Newsmax TV that all the White House has projected internationally is weakness.
He says we're embarking on an era of relentless diplomacy. I think the speechwriter should have said relentless failures, relentless weakness. That's what he's embarked upon. Notice he didn't mention China, the threat of China, the threat of Russia, the threat of Iran, what's going on in Venezuela, the threat of North Korea, the threat of radical Islamism and terrorism. Those are the threats that we need to confront.
We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so I apologize. I'm trying to get some breakfast in there. All right, Mom, I'm hungry. I got to tell you something. I am just a little confused about what's happening here. So when I see what's going on with the border, when I see thousands upon thousands of Haitian migrants at the border and trying to cross the river, and we see the evacuees, and we see people, you know, sadly living in squalor and out in the heat and hungry and thirsty. At the same time, I was given this headline that a public health emergency was declared. And I'm thinking, is it because of the evacuees? Is it because of the border crisis? Is it because of people, the poverty, the lack of monoclonal antibody treatment? No. The public health crisis is on vaccine misinformation. Now, okay. I mean, I get people talking about Bill Gates as an issue, but is it really happening to that degree that it's a public health crisis? So my question to you all, if you don't mind, is please send me what is quote-unquote misinformation out there, because I'd like to see it. I'd like to actually approach some of the people who are distributing it, because I haven't seen one thing about Bill Gates. And if somebody is saying Bill Gates is behind some sort of nanotechnology, I'd like to kind of take that person on. If any of you are sending me information on ivermectin being studied in clinical trials as a possible treatment, I'm not going to call that misinformation. Even the FDA and the CDC has said, the FDA has even said ivermectin is being studied in the clinical trials. The FDA doesn't approve ivermectin use yet, but there's tons of studies out there suggesting that there is a role. So that I would have put as misinformation. That's evolving science. So what happened in Nevada was the Clark County commissioners declared health misinformation a public health crisis. I think they should also maybe concentrate on, we're going to have this water shortage. We're having millions of people move to Nevada, fleeing California. We're going to have a water shortage. That's going to be a public health crisis. The heat issues and people not being able to pay their power bills is a public health crisis. I mean, I think I would triage, and I would probably prioritize some of these other things out there. But if they say that there's all this misinformation, I'd like to see what this misinformation is. So they talk about how the pandemic has resulted in close to 400,000 cases in Clark County, because Clark County is where Las Vegas and Southern Nevada is, how COVID-19 has had a devastating impact. I agree with that. The vaccines have met FDA rigorous scientific standards for safety, efficacy, and manufacturing quality. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, the Comirnaty, has been approved. The vaccine's available to anybody who wants it, but they say, whereas misinformation has caused confusion and nationally has led to eligible people declining COVID-19 vaccines, rejecting public health measures such as masking and physical distancing, and using unproven treatments. So unproven treatments, yeah, don't be using fish hydroxychloroquine. I don't really know what product has hydroxychloroquine in it. But if ivermectin is being studied, in fact, gout medication, probenecid, that came out early on and it's still being studied, that there's a gout medication that could provide some help. These are being studied. Now, misinformation, if I was going to define misinformation is somebody saying an outright lie, saying, look, this is going to cure you. Misinformation is what Biden did when he said, if you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID if you get the vaccines. That's misinformation, because that's a lie. You could still get COVID with the vaccines. So I'd like to see what misinformation is being out there, because, man, I'll knock it out of the ballpark. I don't want lies. You know, telling somebody that a, you know, cloth mask that has been sitting in your purse and pocket is going to prevent you from infectious diseases is kind of a lie. We're going to be having multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis coming our way as we get 124,000 Afghanistan evacuees, 30% of whom might carry it, according to a study. We're going to need something better than this. We're going to need N95s. So I'd like to see what the misinformation is. I agree there's misinformation out there. I agree there's been some flip-flopping. When Dr. Fauci said, look, the masks provide a barrier, may prevent a droplet, but they're not adequate originally, he wasn't wrong. You know, that's why I didn't, you know, criticize Fauci like everybody else did, because he kind of gave a fair and honest assessment going, look, guys, you know, the average thing you guys are putting on your face, you know, doesn't really seem to protect as well as you think it could. We don't want a false sense of security. We don't want you touching your face. Then later, it was all about the mask mandate, so he turned around and said, put it on, it's going to help. But, you know, that's misinformation. Which is it? And so, you know, are there nanoparticles in the vaccine? No. But how much of that is out there? And if you do have millions of people not getting the vaccine, is it because of the nanoparticles? That's not what I'm hearing. When people are not getting or declining the vaccine, they're telling me it's because they have natural immunity. They don't want to put anything else in their body that could mess with their immune system. Now, is that misinformation? Well, it's misinformation to say that natural immunity does nothing. It's also misinformation to say that your natural immunity is going to be 100% protective. We don't know. Then say we don't know. Say studies are varied on whether the vaccine provides you better protection than your natural immunity or your natural immunity is. That is not misinformation. So we have a big difference here between evolving science and misinformation. Nanoparticles, misinformation. To me, ivermectin being studied for a possible role, that's science. I mean, because that's what science is. You know, you forget, a lot of people in America are scientifically trained. A lot of us took the steps. Right? I mean, I was a bio major, chem minor, I'm a physician. So the one thing we learn in medicine, and we actually have to live by, is to have an open mind to evolving science. Remember I told you I got chewed out in Journal Club in the 90s when I presented a study as a medical student showing that post-hormonal estrogen or postmenopausal estrogen might be linked to heart disease. And I got just chewed out in the room saying it's wrong. Look at all the studies saying it helps, blah, 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 and it protects the heart. And then all of a sudden, the Women's Health Initiative came out in 2002. And in fact, a study had to be stopped because people were getting heart disease. Again, different strokes for different folks. And so if I had to, as a medical student and as a resident, have an open mind, because there's always new science, then, it's really hard to label somebody as, you know, listening to misinformation. Did you know that during the Spanish flu they suggested alcohol? So if somebody disbelieved it, would that have been misinformation? We don't recommend alcohol now for the flu. Science evolves. So we need to have an open mind. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, guys, We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So have any of you had poison ivy or sumac or an oak rash or reaction? It's painful. It's oozy. It's not fun. Poison ivy is something that plagues, not in my neck of the woods. We never see it out here because in Nevada we just don't seem to really have a lot of poison, or southern Nevada, that is. But being licensed in multiple states, man, these rashes look bad. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. Well, guess what? They're working on a vaccine. They are working on a vaccine to combat somebody's reaction to it. It's about flipping time. According to Scientific American, scientists at the University of Mississippi and Hampton scientists are proceeding with a compound called PDCAPB to be injected once every year or two to prevent the poison plant's effects. Now, interesting. Hey, if you thought there was vaccine hesitancy for COVID, that it's going to be completely reversed for this. People are going to rush and storm to get this vaccine. Man. According to Ray Hage, CEO of Hampton Sciences, they say, we believe the shot will lead to desensitization and reduce or eliminate reactions to poison ivy, oak, and sumac. Every March, he says, I start getting emails from people asking, where is the drug? Can I be in a trial? The publication said Hague's team, which has licensed the compound, according to Fox News, passed initial safety testing in human beings and now is about to be evaluated in a clinical trial. Scientific American also wrote about the progress in different studies on rashes from urushiol. Urushiol is the oil from the sap of the plants. And apparently, 50 million Americans get impacted by this, whether it's poison oak, poison sumac, or poison ivy. According to the American Skin Association, about 85% of the population are allergic to the plants, but about 10 to 15% of you guys are extremely allergic. Now, they do grow everywhere in the U.S., with the exception of Hawaii, Alaska, and some Nevada deserts. That's why I ain't moving. I do not want. I get nervous about certain things out there. I can handle a leishmaniasis, but I do not want poison ivy. The plants have either three leaves, five, seven, or nine, and they look like vines or shrubs. They cause allergic contact dermatitis from the urushiol, and it could be carried on animals, tools, or other objects. So you might be pruning your yard, you might be running out to grab the cat or the dog, and then you get exposed to this. Or the cat and dog could bring it back to you. Reaction to the urushiol includes redness, swelling, blisters, severe itching. The rash takes about 2 weeks to heal. Yeah, I mean, hopefully you don't get a secondary bacterial infection, but you could. Now, the CDC says anyone who is outdoors is at risk for exposure. And again, we want you to be outdoors. We want you to, you know, get fresh air. We want you to exercise. We want you to enjoy the woods, enjoy the foliage. So the CDC says anyone who is outdoors is at risk, and they say that recognition of the plants is an important step to avoiding them. In addition to washing off your garden tools and gloves, wearing long sleeves and long pants, washing your pets, washing skin and soap and cool water as soon as possible if in contact with a poisonous plant. Now, these rashes are not supposed to be contagious, but the problem is the plant oil can linger for years on surfaces until it's washed with water or rubbing alcohol. They say obviously prevention is the best cure. CDC recommends soaking in cool water, a lukewarm oatmeal bath, applying over-the-counter topical corticosteroid preparations. Sometimes people need to be on oral corticosteroids. Calamine lotion seems to help. If you scratch, you spread it. Antihistamines could help relieve the itching. Because the problem is the oil gets on you, but then it's your body's reaction to it. Some of you are blistering. It's pretty bad. You shouldn't get a fever, but if you do get a fever, that can mean you have a secondary infection. Sometimes you'll get pus, yellow scabs on the rash. Sometimes those yellow scabs could also be a, the yellow scab could be a, like an impetigo or a staph infection. So if the itching gets worse, if you start having difficulty breathing, if the rash is spreading to the eyes, the mouth, the genital area, it's taking over about a fourth of your body, I would say before that, get yourself checked out. The worry I have is many people through telemedicine are calling asking for steroids. And they're on oral steroids throughout the season. You can't do that. That's not good. That's not healthy for your heart. It's not healthy for your GI tract. It's not healthy for your liver or kidneys. And people are on chronic steroids just for this stupid rash. And mind you, the rash sucks. The rash is painful. You ain't lying. But I would, oh man, if we could get this vaccine, that would be awesome. All right, so I'm going to keep you guys posted on that. This I'm excited about. This is definitely I'm excited about. So we're talking about leishmaniasis. Leishmaniasis is one of the diseases that might come with the Afghanistan evacuees. It's a parasitic disease that we see in the tropics, subtropics, southern Europe. This has nothing to do with poison ivy or sumac or oak. And leishmaniasis is caused by infection of the leishmania parasites, or the leishmania parasites. And they're spread by the bite of infected sand flies. Now, there's several different forms. You got the cutaneous with the skin sores. You also got the visceral, and the visceral could affect several internal organs like the spleen, liver, and bone marrow. So these sores look like bumps, nodules, then they crater, look like ulcers. They might scab, they make crust. You know, most shouldn't hurt, but some could hurt. You might have some swollen glands. If you have the visceral leishmaniasis, you could have fever, weight loss, swelling of the spleen and liver, abnormal blood tests, low blood counts, anemia. It can even cause low platelets. Now, cutaneous leishmaniasis, we've seen about 1.2 million cases a year, not in America, but in the world. For visceral, those cases have dropped below 100,000. They used to be about 400,000. And so we see them in Asia, Middle East, Africa, Southern Europe. We've seen some cases in Mexico, Central America, South America. I don't think we've seen any in Chile and Uruguay or Australia or the Pacific Islands. But leishmaniasis is found in parts of approximately 90 countries. When we see leishmaniasis, it many times comes from travel or immigration patterns. So we don't usually see this in the United States, but we are preparing for it. So how do they get infected with how do people get infected with the parasites? Well, again, these sand flies. These sand flies suck blood from an infected person, and then they jump on you. They don't make noise. They're really small. You might not even notice the bites, and they're very active kind of around mosquito time, dusk to dawn. And so when we diagnose you, we'll do, you know, tissue specimens, cultures. Sometimes for visceral, we have to do bone marrow. And then many times it might go away on its own, the cutaneous, but sadly leave horrible scars. And then we are working on certain treatments, anti-parasitic treatment, and we don't really have a vaccine, and we don't really have drugs to prevent infection. So, you know, these are things that, like I said, doctors should be aware of in case somebody has it. I don't believe it should easily spread to others, but it's something that we still need to be aware of. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.